This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa Flagship Station, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active duty military and our veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving, thanks for all you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, Tuesday morning regular, Ron Edwards. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Time to say the pledge, and there goes Flip going ballistic right now. Okay, you ready?
Right.
You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Mr. Ron, we have got a situation where Saudi Arabia wants to normalize relations with Israel and perhaps sign a peace accord, too. But there's just one little problem. They want a Palestinian state first.
Well, that's one thing that cannot, or at least in my opinion, should not happen. You're correct. Saudi Arabian King Salman will not normalize relations with Israel unless the country now gives up some of its territory. And for them to expect Israel to give up the territory captured in 1967 is crazy. That would put Israel in just imminent danger. It is from that land that they were attacked in the first place. And for Saudi Arabia to make that demand at this time is wrong, and I think that Israel should say no and just leave things the way they are.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell me what a gender reveal party is?
Well, Captain, something that I wouldn't think about attending, but I guess it's something that the way they shoot fireworks and start fires in California. But
when it's extremely dry and any spark could start a wildfire.
It's crazy. This is really retarded. In my opinion, the concept of what was going on anyway, the reason for it, revealing your gender, you're either a man or woman. That's what I, believe in.
Yeah. The family, by the way, is now going to be responsible for all the costs of putting that fire out.
Absolutely. And they are responsible. They're the ones who put this gathering together, and that's the reason why they had the fireworks. And so, yes, they should pay for it. That's going to be a huge bill, though, when you consider that the fires, they didn't cause all of the fires, but when you consider the huge amount of fires this year in California, it's a new record of 2 million acres.
And the season just started.
So it's already broken records, which I think the original record was 2018. And now it's gone way beyond that, and things have not even let up yet. So it's pretty bad.
Now, one other little thing before we go to break. Authorities across America now are boosting in-person voting, making it safer and healthier for them to do that.
Well, it's not an unsafe enterprise anyway. I think they're finally realizing if you can protest safely in their minds, you can go to vote. We have to go and do things anyway all the time. And so why not make things safer? It's easy to do. I mean, if they need to spread things out, they can use large facilities. I know in Cleveland they're going to be using their NBA arena there for voting, so to spread things out. And so that can be done. It's a no-brainer.
Boy, did you hear this one? Democrats are worried about Kanye West, the states where he's on the ballot, because he's on the ballot, for example, in Colorado, where the winning majority was 1.5 points, and he's also on the ballot in Minnesota, where the winning majority was 3 points, and they know it's close in Minnesota, and Minnesota could very easily go red, and Conway West could be the one that helps him go red.
Well, if he's going to help them go red, go Kanye. They should be doing something good now. And I know he's suing to get on the ballot in Ohio and a few other states. So more power to him. If he can get on the ballot, have fun, Kanye.
Well, they think he's going to get 1% to 2% of the vote, could get 3% perhaps, but we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. So, whatever, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, and you know, again, third-party people, they're all they are is spoilers for the most part. They're, you know, we just don't have a viable third party in the United States, in my opinion.
Yeah, the Libertarians tried for a few years to become relevant, but they've kind of fallen by the wayside as well.
All righty, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards American Experience, and I shall return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Saw Mike Gallagher yesterday. He's back in town after being on vacation. He's looking forward to being back on the airways with all of his listeners, so you'll be hearing him live and in living color today. By the way, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive and the all-new Moss Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Acura competes very favorably with other luxury brands. Now, the RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand. It's got many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. And the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too, ladies. Now, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant with a 10-speed automatic transmission, and the best news about Moss Acura is you get the high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Now, each vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes and tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more added features, too. Now, remember, you serve, you save. Veterans, active-duty military, first responders, pastors, and church workers all get huge benefits in the You Serve, You Save program at Moss Acura. So the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss, M-A-U-S Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan. Or visit Moss, M-A-U-S Acura.com. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That's going to save you another $500 on the vehicle you're looking at. But you got to tell them before you sign the paperwork. Tell them that the captain sent you, and you get yourself $500 off that deal. All right. Ron Edwards is back with us, and I did that because Flip just messaged me again and said, yeah, and he's doing it again. Ron.
Go Flip.
Gotta love Flip.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
By the way, I think he's confused. He's got a picture of Ron Burgundy. Remember that guy?
No.
You remember the newscaster, Ron Burgundy? He did the movie?
No.
All right. Well, it was It was a guy that was on Saturday Night Live, but anyway, he did the movie, and Flip has got him in there.
So you, oh, okay.
Referencing you as the news guy. So there you go.
Okay. I guess maybe we all look alike, huh?
I don't know. Maybe. All right. Well, you know, we just got done talking about in-person voting and all that stuff. But let's talk about the economy right now, because Secretary of Labor Scalia said that the United States is making strong progress with its unemployment. Well, I guess maybe, because we were at 10.2% and we dropped down to 8.4%, added 1.4 million jobs when we didn't think we were going to do that much. So things are not looking too bad.
Well, I always did think that we would bounce back. Although we're doing better than even I thought, because of the fact that you've got major states like California, New York, Michigan, still on lockdown, basically. And, you know, they're purposely trying to hold back the economic rebounds. However, despite that, the fact that we've got that many new jobs and the unemployment rate now is down at that level of 8.4%, it's almost miraculous, but that's just the spirit of the American people, how well we do work when given opportunities. And due to the fact that the fundamentals were already in place for rebounding, we had lower taxes, so still do, the many regulations that were taken away, so that we did have the fundamentals in place so that we could have an economic rebound. But again, I am surprised it is doing as well as it is, when you consider, like I said, major states are still on lockdown or partial lockdown, depending on which state you visit.
Yeah, and people are moving out of California. They're losing their tax base. People are moving out of New York. People are moving out of New Jersey. They're not all coming to Florida either. They're going to other southern states. You know, Tennessee doesn't have a state income tax.
That's true, but my concern, I'm very concerned about these massive migrations. It's because historically, when you have Democrats escaping the brutal booty of high taxes and regulations, what they do is they go to places like they did to Salt Lake City. They move there and they turn it blue, and taxes and everything that they escape from start increasing there because that's what they support. It's like they can't get it out of their system. And so my concern is for Florida, for Texas, and other states. There are even a lot of New Yorkers that have been moving to Cleveland. I've seen a lot of New York license plates in that area. And Ohio's taxes are lower than, let's say, New York and Pennsylvania. And they're pouring into there, and, you know, the voting patterns could change. And that is a big concern.
Well, the voting patterns change, but if they start jacking up taxes and start doing things that might have not worked where they're at, but they think that's what they have to do because that's the way to do things, they'll find out real quick down here that not only will they not have any neighbors, but they'll also find out that what they're doing is wrong because it's going to cost them a fortune.
Well, okay, maybe something different in Florida is going on, but they haven't found out yet. Like I said, they ruined Colorado, Utah, you name it. And they're even thinking that they can turn Texas blue. I don't believe it.
No, oh no, no way in hell. No way in hell.
I don't believe it.
No, no way. And by the way, when it comes to these polls, okay, the polls are a lot closer than they want you to know, because the margin of error right now in the battleground states the advantage technically for Biden is within the margin of error. So guess what? All of a sudden, flip a coin, it'll go whatever way it goes.
Well, despite many individuals' desperate attempt to hang on to the Democrat candidate and want to push for the Democrat, as we get into the political season or further into it and the campaign season rolls out, and you see the difference, and they get together in their debates, I think you are going to see a big separation.
Biden is talking about fact-checking Trump, but yesterday I turned around and fact-checked Biden, and I couldn't find anything he said that was true. And I'm serious.
Well,
I'm serious.
He hasn't told the truth for 30 years.
47 in Congress.
Well, I tried to give him a break.
All right, well, let's keep going here because I want to finish a couple things here. President Donald Trump Monday slammed rioting in the radical left Democratic-led cities that are still not able to maintain control again. And I'm just sitting here wondering, when are we going to see the insurrection Act invoked. It's going to happen, I think, eventually.
I've been waiting. I fell asleep waiting for that, but he is correct to slam them. Just one little word in that story, a headline should be changed. They say that they're not able, they're not willing.
Right.
The Democrat mayors are not willing.
Right.
Because they're so asinine in their thinking. They think that, well, if we continue the riots and things cannot get back to normal, that will hurt Trump. But they're too stupid to understand that's going to bite them in the backside.
But they've also been promised by Biden, if he gets elected, that they're going to get all the money they need to rebuild their city.
Yeah, well, see, we'll believe that. Okay, that's another line number 1 million for Biden. And besides, that's not how you want to rebuild a city anyway.
No.
You want to build it through private enterprise and innovation and creativity. That's how Minneapolis was a very beautiful city before recent occurrences.
Yeah.
And it wasn't through government buildup, trust me.
All right. Now let's talk about the factories, because right now our factories are starting to come back to life. There's some good durable goods orders out there, and the factories, especially in the Midwest, are paying more to lure workers as the joblessness falls. So that's something that we are seeing right now, and that's a good thing.
Competition, man, competition. They want those workers, but they're trying to lure them back to the manufacturing floor. And I hope the workers take these jobs, because what's also in the mix is, because in some locations it's hard to get people to come back to work, even with the wage increases. What they're going to do is continue to go into robotics.
Yeah.
And then people will be looking for work, and then it's going to be too late. So they better hurry up and take those jobs, because they're getting wage increases and all that, and other bennies as well. So it's a good opportunity.
All right. Well, tell us, you're writing articles here again, right?
Yeah, I'm still never stopped for News with Views and America Out Loud, weekly columns for those guys. And you can also hear the Elvis Notebook here and there throughout the country, as well as the Ron Edwards American Experience every Friday, and we're going to have you back on as a guest again, Captain. And it's every Friday, WCET, out of Columbia, South Carolina.
Yeah.
And you can check out more information. You can just go to my website, theronedwards.com.
Yeah, and by the way, I got a lot of response from people after I was on your last program there. They contacted me direct, so how about that?
Yeah, they love you on there.
All right, well, thanks a lot. We will talk to you on Thursday.
Absolutely. You take care.
All right, thank you. Ron Edwards, everybody, host of the Ron Edwards American Experience, and I'll be right back with Brooke Talks America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-86.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com, and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
U.S. Navy continues searching for a sailor who went missing from the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz during its patrol of the Northern Arabian Sea amid current tensions with Iran. The crew aboard the Nimitz sound the man overboard alert on Sunday after being unable to find the sailor aboard that nuclear-powered aircraft carrier. The Nimitz is America's oldest aircraft carrier in active service, and it has over 5,000 sailors and Marines.
The Nimitz, whose home port is Bremerton, Washington, has been in the Arabian Sea since late July. It replaced the USS Dwight D. Eisenhower, which had spent months in the Arabian Sea on its deployment that saw the carrier break the Navy's previous at-sea record. Navy officials continue to limit port calls during the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And that's my uptown girl right there from New Jersey, and that's Donna Fiducia, and I remember her. She was the first gal in a traffic copter flying over New York City doing traffic reports for Howard Stern. And then she wound up on Fox News a few years later. Great, great, great friend and a great person. All right, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, remember, there's gold waiting in your windshield. Give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty on your car, your truck, or the van that you're driving. Remember, in Florida, you have to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa to Sarasota and other surrounding areas too, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office and process your insurance claim, and you'll get a premium quality windshield and $100 cash back when you mention me, the captain. 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And make sure you tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you. All righty. Here she is, the South Florida Flash, Brooke Talks America. Hello there, kiddo.
Good morning.
You like
that's
that?
That's a new one.
Oh, well,
a new one.
I work at this, you see, to try to figure out what to say. All right, listen, I want to cut right to the chase and get right to something that you just sent me a little message about here during the break. You want to talk about Cardi B and Candace. Well, I hope you want to say better things about Candace.
Oh my goodness! Wow. Well, I think it was. I think you mentioned it was. It was either Ron or the other guy.
Chris.
Forgetting his name. Yes.
Yeah.
Chris. Yes. Well, if you have, there's a video out there and you got to watch it. It's Candace with a new interview with Ben Shapiro in which she just dogs out Cardi B. Previously, she had said she liked her. You know, I guess whatever, liking someone's music doesn't mean that they're qualified for politics. But he dogs her out talking about how it's so ridiculous. And it's very true because somehow, she's not even Black American, and somehow or another, I guess they trotted her out. You know, she spoke with Bernie before. The woman is functionally illiterate. I mean, it's that anybody is having her, of all people, talk about anything other than twerking or the other stuff that we can't mention on this family show.
Mm-hmm.
You okay? Is astonishing because she's so stupid, right? And she was an embarrassment.
She's got
there.
A very, you know, foul, dirty mouth.
Yes. That's fine. You know what? A lot of people, whatever their music and everything like that, that's not even the issue. The issue is that she's stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So, she dogged her out. And the funny thing is that, you know, when I heard about that, I was all over social media. Even the people that don't like her, don't like Candace, mm-hmm. are dogging out Cardi B, saying that she was bodied on it, which was delicious.
Mm-hmm. By the way, Al in Nebraska is saying hello to you.
Hi, Al. Hi, everyone.
Yep. Now, let's go back to where we were going to go to. What is a gender? How do you get a gender reveal to turn into a wildfire that destroys thousands of acres over the course of a few hours? My goodness.
Oh, my God. You know, one of the things people need to think about when this is the first thing I think about whenever I hear about a fire out there. There are thousands and thousands, if not millions, of innocent animals that are being killed by that. Okay.
Yeah.
They can't go anywhere and everything. This is, you know, and I heard you talking with Ron, this is really serious. People need to understand not to do stupid things. I mean, this gender reveal thing is really out of control, right? Use poppers like they do at a stupid, you know, mm-hmm. New Year's Eve party or something. And I am so glad that they're going to have to pay for it. But people need to think about it. Don't drop your cigarette. That's how fires get started. I mean, all I can remember is the forest, what's Sparky the Forest guy or whatever it was, the bear.
Smokey
you know,
the bear.
Talking about
Smokey the Bear.
You have to be really careful, especially out there. Anybody who lives in California knows about those fires and knows about the winds.
Right.
Oh, it just breaks my heart. Really, I can't with the. I can't even to tell you. I can't even watch coverage of the forest fires because all I can think about is all the animals too. You know.
Well,
there
were 60 people trapped by one of these wildfires last night.
Oh.
And I said, yeah, I'm serious. And they were by a lake,
know.
And they couldn't get in with the helicopters because of the heavy smoke. And I said, man, they need to do a water drop right now, almost on top of those people, and douse the flames so that they could at least make a break through the water break. But anyway, that was just me talking. I don't know what's going on.
Well, and absolutely, obviously, I always think about the human beings. But, you know, in the previous fires, you know, you have horses that are installed. Those horses can't go anywhere. It's just like a dog in a flood during a hurricane. They can't go anywhere because they're either chained or they're inside or something. Mm-hmm. And it's, you just have to be careful. And it's useless and stupid. And the California environmentalists that won't let clearing happen and everything like that. So
How about in-person voting? How about in-person voting? They're doing everything they can now to make it safer, to make it cleaner, to make it healthier, doing everything they can. How about that?
But where? I heard you talking about that. Where was that?
How about Florida for openers?
Well, Florida's great because DeSantis is a good governor, so that's why.
But they were doing it, they were trying to do it up the line in some other states where they were worried about, you know, what would happen there.
Well, that's good. I have to say, whenever there's a reverse track on it, there are two things that make my spidey sense go up. One is that there might have been a poll that the Democrat voters. Okay, because if it's Democrats, mayors, or governors that are changing their mind, it has to be because of polling. The other thing is because they figured out a way to scam the system. I mean, I'm just saying, I know that sounds, you know, skeptical and stuff, but cynical, but that's how I feel. But more and more and more, and I think it has nothing to do with voting, but Nancy Pelosi, that thing, that issue, the Democrats are being exposed as the most profound hypocrites ever, ever, ever.
Oh, by the
so
way.
So every time you have a video out there or a picture of them doing the exact opposite of what they've mandated for everybody else, says if you can protest riot and twerk all over the
by
place.
By the way, right, the woman in the beauty salon owner, just got $300,000 from a GoFundMe page, and she's going to pick up and move either to another state or to a different part of California and start over.
Yeah, I heard that, and what I hope is that she's going to take part of that money and help the people that were working for her already, you know, and use that money that she did not have before to help other people. The GoFundMe thing is very interesting.
I'd move out of California. If it were me, I'd just leave California and say, screw that. Okay, well, let's continue to move here before we run out of time. Yeah. I don't want to run out of time here. President Trump has slammed the rioters, the rioting, and the states threatening to withhold money from them, federal funds.
Good, and they should.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and speaking of the way that he's going to withhold money, and the separate thought is that he mentioned that he's going to defund the 1619 project.
Correct.
That has them losing their minds. I'm hoping that this is the beginning of the draining the swamp, the dropping of the hammer, the dropping of the Moab on all this nonsense that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll just continue unabated and relentlessly over the next, you know, till the election, because Americans don't want any of this madness.
No.
The idea that you can go out, and not only that, but the Democrats, you know, they go out there and they do all the stuff that they, like I said, with, you know, with Nancy, the hypocrisy,
mm-hmm.
they're dining in, but you can't dine in and all this stuff. So I love it. I love it. And they have to have polling that the Democrats are getting creamed on this because it's ridiculous.
And by the way, we support our police. We back the blue here on this show, on this station. And I've been talking to, I ran into a whole bunch of people down there in Sarasota that were Democrats, and they're saying, hey, that's it. We've had it.
Yeah, well, and not only that, but I don't know if you've seen it. There was in Pittsburgh over the weekend. Like, I don't know why Pittsburgh is now a hospital or something. So you have these Black Lives Matter protesters, and they're out there. They're now going in the people that are sitting outside eating on the you know, outside dining, which is in some places the only thing you can do, right? And they're harassing them, and they're harassing this old. And if you look at the video, I think one of the creatures in there is the same person that was in that "Who Do We Want Dead Cops" march in New York. I'm just saying, they're harassing these old white people, and they're, you know, pulling their drinks off and everything like that.
Before we run out of time, I want you to tell everybody where people can read what you write.
Yes, yes, I have a new article on Hillary. It's called "Hell Hath No Fury Like a Hillary Scorned." Isn't that good? It's Book Talks America with an E, Brooke with an E, or btaradio.com. That's where you can find podcasts of the show, and you can also find my latest articles. So
and you are heard Saturday nights at 7 p.m. on this flagship station of mine, and we look forward to being over there one of these times and chatting with you on your show.
Sooner rather than later. Thank you. God bless everybody. God bless the troops and everybody.
And jump in the chat room. There's people talking to you over there.
Okay, great.
All right, Brooke Talks America, everybody. BrookeTalksAmerica.com, Brooke, and we'll be right back with the beach and boating forecast. And going to take us out here. I'm going to take one last little look at Wyoming and Utah and Colorado. And, yeah, it's snowing out there.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm not on the ballot this fall. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Alrighty, when you hear that music, you know it's time for the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And today it's going to be a pretty doggone good day to be out on the water, I'll tell you that. We'll have some afternoon thunderstorms just like we did yesterday. The winds will start out this morning out of the east. Could have some gusts up to 15 miles an hour. This afternoon, it'll lighten up a little bit with a sea breeze. We'll have seas this morning, 1 to 2 feet. This afternoon, a light chop. The Gulf water temperature is at 90 degrees. The Bay water temperature is at 89 degrees. Our high tide came and went here a few minutes ago at 5:30. Low tide coming at 12:56 during the lunch hour. And remember, our beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club has got 232 locations across the country. I've got a number of affiliates where we have Freedom Boat Club locations. You're listening to me right now, so you already know what I'm about to tell everybody. If you join the Freedom Boat Club right here, Tampa Bay, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay, you get reciprocity in every one of those locations across the country.
And there's just nothing better for your health than a beautiful day out on the water. And Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, since we've all been advised to keep our distance, consider boating as the ultimate way to get away from everything. Load up on plenty of sunshine, vitamin D, have a great time on the water with your friends and family, and you can sun sanitize too. Yeah, buddy. Now, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is you get all the benefits of boat ownership without all the work. Just make your reservation, fill up your cooler, and in minutes you're out on the water soaking up some of the beautiful, beautiful sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Now, all you got to do is call Freedom Boat Club today at 855-FREEDOM, the number 855-FREEDOM. And here in Tampa Bay, we've got 29 locations. We're adding some more. Over 500 boats, we're adding some more. And you can find out what it means to get out on the water and have a ball, y'all. FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay, FreedomBoatClub.com/Tampa Bay. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You are going to love it, love it, love it. I guarantee it. Now, I told you I was going to talk a little bit more and get this out there for the truckers because we had Trucker Rick call us. Well, he didn't call us. He direct messaged me from Salina, Kansas. He thanked me very much for telling him about the weather that was up in front of him and how the temperature was dropping. It was 101 degrees 2 days ago in Denver. It'll be in the 20s by tomorrow. So that's a culture shock. But he said he didn't take any winter clothes with him to go to Denver. And he was taking a load of orange juice to Denver from Florida, from Tropicana. So he stopped and he said he bought himself some long underwear, bought himself a long sleeve shirt and a winter coat. And good for you, Trucker Rick, because I didn't want to see you hear about you getting cold up there in Denver. Now, here's the deal. Wyoming, Colorado, northern New Mexico, and eastern Utah are all under a winter storm warning. 6,000 foot up, you're going to have snow. The higher you go, the more the snow. It's that simple. And I don't need to tell you about the elevations and all that. You know all about that. But here's the deal in the mountain passes for you guys and gals on 70 going east-west. You get up in those mountain passes, the winds are going to be blowing around 50 miles an hour. So please, for God's sakes, be careful. Because there's a big, big time wind with this coming through, especially in the mountain passes. So when you get up west of Denver and you start climbing up there to the 10,000 foot level, expect to get blown around. And if you haven't got a heavy load, then I wouldn't get up there. And by the way, if you don't have your chains right now, shame on you. I know it's a little early, but you might need them. Especially this time around. And for you folks in Denver listening to us on KNUS AM 710, please be careful today. Allow yourself all the room you can. It's going to be a mess, I know. Already is snowing, I know. But please be careful in Denver and the surrounding areas. I-25 all the way from just north of Albuquerque when you start climbing up the elevation all the way to the Montana line, you're going to have snow. All the way. I-80, snow. All the way across Wyoming. I-70, from the western part of Kansas, right about Goodland, all the way to Denver, up over the top of Denver, down into Utah, all the way to Richfield, you're going to have snow. So just get used to it. And coming up I-80, going from Salt Lake east to the Wyoming line, snow all the way to there. And then, like I said, all the way to Nebraska. So be careful. And out west California, of course, you got some really bad, bad, bad fire weather conditions, fire threats advisory out there, fire weather condition. And up there in Minnesota tonight, George, I know you got your long underwear on. It's getting cold. It's colder in North Dakota. Colder in North Dakota. Holy smokes, winter's on the way, starting a little bit early. All right, so there you go. Now, back to the news. Speaking in front of the White House at a Labor Day news conference, President Trump said, Joe Biden and his very liberal running mate, the most liberal person in Congress, by the way, is not a competent person, in my opinion, who would destroy this country, who would destroy the economy. Well, you want an example? How about lying Joe Biden? I cannot believe that this guy can't tell the truth. No matter what he does, he can't tell the truth. Listen to this. Biden says, Trump keeps saying, he wants an infrastructure plan. He said he wanted one, but you know, back in 2016, 17, 18, and 19, he hasn't got one. He hasn't introduced a thing. Joe, you're lying through your teeth. President Trump released an infrastructure plan more than 2 years ago and has repeatedly called on Congress to invest trillions in our infrastructure and included proposals in his budget to do just that. You know who keeps deep-sixing it? Nancy Pelosi. Now, in February 2018, President Trump unveiled a plan to spur $1.5 trillion in a new infrastructure spending program. Nancy Pelosi put the kibosh on him. They had to do a continuing resolution. That had to be taken out of it. The president included his infrastructure plan in both 2019 and 2020 in the budgets, too. While the president is ready, willing, and able to act, Congress has failed to heed his call. Nancy Pelosi is ignoring that. And then she goes, well, there's no infrastructure plan. He puts one out there. For God's sakes, let it go through, Nancy. By the way, we need to vote her out. We need to vote the Democrats out of control of the House of Representatives so we can put Kevin McCarthy in there, who will do one bang-up job much better than Nancy Pelosi ever could. That's what we need, along with reelecting President Donald Trump. You want to see this country flourish? That's the winning combination. Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House because Nancy won't be. The president reelected as president, and the Republicans retaining control of the Senate. That's the winning combination for this country if you want to see the economy take off like a rocket ship. Mark my words. Now, in his budget this year, the president again called for rebuilding our infrastructure, proposing a $1 trillion direct federal investment to rebuild and modernize American infrastructure. As a matter of fact, back in March of 2020, President Trump continued to push for infrastructure funding, calling for a $2 trillion infrastructure package as part of the Phase 4 coronavirus response. You want to know what happened? Nancy put the kibosh to it. She threw in her money for her cities to help them out because we're burning down the cities and we got to repay all that because we got to take care of those people. No, we don't. No, we don't. If you can't control your own freaking city, Mr. and Mrs. Mayor, then you don't deserve federal funds. Good Lord. Cut the nonsense. It's so ridiculous. So ridiculous. But then again, I'm not telling you anything you don't know. And by the way, don't forget to check out Brooke's article at brooketalksamerica.com. Hell hath no fury like a Hillary scorned. I mean, just the expression, there's a little picture here, just the expression on Hillary's face. And Bill looks like death warmed over. I can't believe it. Anyway, I'll be over at Mission Barbecue, 12 o'clock, lunchtime. Have lunch with the captain on West Waters. Come over and meet the gang. I'll be back tonight, though, on this radio and in this radio station you're listening to us on. It's all about we the people here, folks. God bless America. Stay safe. Stay warm. Stay.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.